Larry Goodson, professor of Middle East Studies at the U.S. Army War College, says that when pro-Mubarak demonstrators clashed with anti-government protesters, it appeared to have been orchestrated by the government.
When I saw that amazing footage of people on horseback and camelback galloping through Tahrir Square, and the tanks just sort of, you know, there, and these guys coming through, that's like crazy. And clearly suggested to me that the regime had deployed those people to attack what was essentially a kind of a peaceful, albeit unruly and unwanted by the regime, protest.
The government has denied any role in those clashes. But former intelligence analyst Owen Sears, who has written what many analysts consider to be the definitive history of Egyptian intelligence, believes the attacks were probably organized by the country's new vice president and former intelligence chief, General Omar Suleiman.
In his capacity as head of Egyptian General Intelligence Service, but he's also the de facto head of the Egyptian intelligence community, General Suleiman would definitely be involved in something like this. I have a feeling that these particular pro-Mubarak protesters would probably be affiliated in some way with the State Security Service, which is their domestic intelligence, sort of quasi-FBI equivalent.
President Mubarak named General Suleiman as vice president on January 29th. The president subsequently said he will not run for re-election, but he did not accede to the protesters' demands that he step down immediately. As head of the General Intelligence Service, Suleiman was primarily responsible for foreign intelligence matters, but also had some domestic security responsibilities. He also is a presidential confidant. In 2009, Foreign Policy magazine dubbed him the most powerful spy chief in the Arab world. Owen Sears says the Egyptian intelligence service's poor human rights record and Suleiman's closeness to President Mubarak make him unpalatable to the protesters.
I don't think that a lot of these people would make any distinction to whether Omar Suleiman is focusing on foreign matters or internal security matters. In their mind, he's the one very public figure of the intelligence apparatus in Egypt. And of course, you know, the security services in Egypt have a pretty gruesome reputation with regard to repression, consistent violations of human rights, torture. I mean, it's all listed in the various human rights reports.
The General Intelligence Service has a long and close relationship with the U.S. CIA, say analysts, especially on counterterrorism matters. Egypt's domestic intelligence service, which is under the Interior Ministry, maintains a vast network of informants ranging up to perhaps 1 million people by some estimates. Sears says the domestic intelligence service's reputation is particularly bad for its treatment of dissidents.
This particular service has a reputation for brutality, for rounding up dissidents, identifying dissidents, bringing them to the prisons, torturing them in the prisons, and in some cases, you know, some of these people die at the hands of the Mabahath agents.
But Sears adds that the little-noticed military intelligence service may play the most crucial role in the Egyptian crisis. He notes that while it doesn't directly suppress dissent, it does keep tabs on army personnel for their loyalty to the president and, perhaps more importantly, loyalty to the military leadership, which may be critical to any political move the army might make. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.